Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to the How to Prepare Your Childcare Business for Tax Season. This is a webinar in partnership with iCare and Daycare Accountant Pro. This is a little bit about myself. We're a leading choice for your childcare business with regards to accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll. I really don't like talking about myself, but you guys can read a little bit about it. And this is what some of our clients have to say about us. Choosing the proper business entity with regards to your childcare business is critical. I also know that accounting and taxes are not the most glamorous and exciting things to do during the holiday season. Happy holidays, everyone. But if you want to save money and enable your business to prosper in any economy, then you have to master this game. I call it the tax game because that's really what it is. This is a game and it matters how you play it. So I promise that this game today will not be boring. I know that accounting and taxes is quote unquote a sacred and serious topic, but you guys should also know that I'm a part-time comedian. Emphasis on part-time. Now I'm hoping you guys are laughing. Hey Robert, I think we may need to turn on one of these laugh lights that they have in the studio audiences. All right guys, we're gonna be light about this. I wanna tell you guys a story. About 5 years ago, I was invited to present a tax workshop to a dozen or so small business owners during one of these cold winter nights in New York City. The topic of the workshop was, if you want to run your business differently, you must think differently. And as I was sharing the different tax strategies that these small business owners can implement into their business, they're not only into their business, but more to lower the taxes. There was a woman sitting in the back of the room that caught my attention. She caught my attention because she was so intense in her note-taking. It looked like she was transcribing every word that was coming out of my mouth. And I'm sure that in another life, she was probably a stenographer. That's how good she was. So I kind of gravitated toward her because she was so focused on what I was saying. And since I really get that type of attention, I was kind of shocked. And you should have laughed it. And as I got a little closer, I could see the look in her face, that look of stress, frustration, and helplessness. I'm sure you guys have seen maybe some colleagues who have that same look. And that feeling that most small business owners have when they feel financially overwhelmed, she had that look. So when we reached the Q&A section, I began to take questions. And I usually, before taking questions, I like to ask people what's their name, where they're from, and what industry they service. When it got to her turn, she mentioned that she owned a childcare business. Needless to say, after the workshop, she asked me tons of questions. She approached me, she asked if she can walk with me, she asked me more questions. She had so many questions that we ended up closing the event space. I believe we walked down the hall, down the building, down the elevator, all the way to my car, which was a couple of blocks over, and we didn't even notice. While continuing a conversation, a discussion by my car in the cold, I can feel her desperate plea for help. With tears in her eyes, she expressed how she's sick and tired of being sick and tired of trying everything under the sun to find a solution for her tax and bookkeeping problems. I felt so bad because I know that feeling of hopelessness. When you have a problem and you're trying your very best, You're turning over every rock just to find a solution for it. I had a similar situation back in 2005, excuse me, when the IRS was hitting me up for $75,000. And I remember the anxiety and fear that I felt every time I either received a notice or just thought about the IRS. It's funny that those three small letters can cause so much fear and anxiety. It took me years to solve that problem, but I did it, and I did it on my own. And I promised myself never again to put myself in a position where fear and anxiety can dictate the course of my life. And as these thoughts were running through my mind, I told her, hey, come down, relax, breathe. And I reassured her that I would help her, that I will help her find a solution to her problem. And immediately she scheduled a consultation. The very next day, first thing in the morning, I received an email from her with the tax returns for me to review. As I was going through it, the first thing I noticed was that she was a single member LLC and was paying about roughly $15,000 in self-employment tax. And the reason she was paying that amount was because she was filing her return as a sole proprietor. Now, it's tragic that Vicky operated for so long as a sole proprietor while paying unnecessary taxes just because she didn't know better. And like many of you, Vicky was doing what she does best, taking care of kids, providing a safe, nurturing educational experience to the students in her care. But because she was wearing so many different hats, you guys know, you guys are the CEO, the owners, the janitor, the therapist, the parent therapist, and at times even the debt collector. Because of all of this, she was financially drowning in her own overpayment of taxes. My first reaction when reviewing her tax return was to suggest that we change her entity structure. And that strategy alone saved her over $20,000. Now, unlike other business owners, Vicky didn't take that savings and go on a vacation or buy a new car, like I've seen a few do. Instead, she listened to my recommendation. She used these savings to hire more staff, which in turn allow her to grow her business faster than she could have even imagined. Not only did she grow the business, but now she was able to spend more time working on the business, not in the business. And I hope you guys can understand that there's a difference between working on the business opposed to working in the business. Now she was able to live life without anxiety. And she went from an in-home family group to a center within a year. That's huge. Over the past 10 years, I have noticed that she's not alone. There are too many childcare bosses, owners that are paying too much in taxes. Too many are frustrated daily sorting out their bookkeeping. And too many have no idea what to do with their payroll. My name is David Encarnacion. And for the last 10 years, I have helped hundreds of childcare owners just like you to achieve peace of mind with their taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll. Now, in the next 20 to 30 minutes, I'm going to teach you a couple of things. One is how to pay less taxes. Two is how to do your bookkeeping the right way. And three, how to do payroll correctly. I have a joke for you guys. It's said, there's a saying, that there are only two things in life that are unavoidable. I'm sure you guys know, death and taxes. But at least you only die once. I hope I got a laugh out of that. All right. Let me ask, have you guys ever asked yourself, how is it that so many people in the childcare industry pay less taxes? How is it that these huge billion-dollar corporations pay zero in taxes? I'm sure everyone here has asked himself that. Now, 55 corporations, Fortune 500 corporations, paid zero in taxes in 2020. And you ask yourself, how? It's simple and easy. The IRS encourages us to avoid paying taxes. And these corporations make it their business to avoid paying taxes. Yes, I said it, avoid paying taxes. Now, evading taxes is illegal and you go to jail for that. But it's up to you to learn and understand the complicated tax code for you to avoid paying taxes. Or you can do what the Fortune 500 companies do and go hire a team of lawyers and accountants to find every loophole. But who has the money for that as a small business owner? So like so many of you, my client Doris, she couldn't afford to pay these type of lawyers. There was no way she was gonna lower her tax. And because of the pandemic, she received large amounts of grant monies that increased her income and put her in a new tax bracket, which caused her, in her case, to lose her government-sponsored medical coverage. Needless to say, she was stressed, frantic, afraid, just because, like many of you posted on the social media posts, they were so negative about negative feelings about the grant monies. I read some of those posts, and many providers were talking bad about applying for free money. I was amazed. I couldn't understand that. The huge number of providers who refused to apply for more money was huge. And who does that? I read those posts and I was heartbroken. I couldn't explain it. I was so disappointed because as a business owner, our business thrives on greater income. I'm sure if I offered everyone right now on this webinar $100,000 each, everyone would take it. That's the whole point of being in business, to drive revenue. If that's not your focus, then you're in the wrong type of business. But many providers were looking at this increase in income as a curse rather than a blessing. Yeah. What are you going to do when you hit $1 million in revenue? Because at that level, the tax and the strategies are totally different. And the reason you may view great income as a curse is because you don't know the tax code. If you want to increase your income and pay zero in tax, light up the chat and put a number zero in it. Nice. Okay. So here's what we did with Doris to lower her tax liability. She didn't have to go get these corporate attorneys. She used me. We used the healthcare cost deduction. I told her, go hire your spouse, Jose. Place him on a payroll with a minimum wage as an employee benefit. Doris Daycare will pay for his medical coverage. Let's say it's $20,000, which includes health insurance premiums, co-pays, or any other medical expenses not covered by insurance. Now, Doris can deduct 100% of the $20,000 as a business expense from her company. That decreases her net profit and lowers her personal tax liability. Doris happened to be in the 25% tax bracket. She saved roughly $11,000 in taxes. But guess what? Now her husband, you know, Jose, the employee, can go out and get family health care for the entire family, including Doris. Win-win. Everybody wins here. Doris gets to lower her taxable income with a $20,000 deduction, and the entire family now has medical coverage. And like this strategy, there are plenty more which child care business owners qualify but are not taking advantage of them. this is one way to avoid paying tax. Now, I know you guys are probably big on social media and everyone else, TikTokers, YouTubers, some accountants, even some influencers are telling you how to pay less in tax. I'm telling you and showing you how you can pay zero in taxes. Now, who wants to pay zero in taxes? Let's light the chat up. Put in a zero. All right, good. Let's talk about bookkeeping. I'm sure that by now, many of you understand that bookkeeping is a huge problem. We have situations where we have bookkeepers that are classifying their books incorrectly. Some that are, let's put it this way. The IRS, I don't know if you've heard, the IRS is hiring roughly 87,000 auditors over the next 10 years. I can guarantee you that these auditors are not going to be going after the 930 billionaires in the US. Rather, they're going to be going after the 31 million small business owners here in the United States. Out of those 31 million small business owners, 850 are daycare owners. Now, what does that really mean for you? Do you really think that they're going to be going after big money? No, they're going to be going after the small business owners because they know that you guys can pay. They know that you guys can come up with an additional $5,000 in tax. I'm sure everyone here can come up with $5,000 in tax, whether it's with a one lump sum payment or monthly payments. But you can pay that, and the IRS knows that. Over the past couple of weeks, we have seen an increase in audits. And the reason that you're going to see this increase in audits, they're looking for a specific type of taxpayer. It's the taxpayer that has questionable tax return. It's the taxpayer that has commingling of funds. Are you familiar with any of that? You're going to have taxpayers that are not properly doing their payroll. And for those taxpayers, when you get an audit from the IRS, it could be time consuming, costly, and extremely fearful. I mean, the anxiety that you get from these audits is amazing. The reason I say this, because I was audited a few years back. I tried to play the game. And it got to the point that I had to pay additional tax. But that's my fault because I tried to play that game. But in these last days, we're going to come to a point where we need to figure out a way where we can remain audit proof. And bookkeeping is one way to do it. Now, who did I do this example with? Mari. Mari came to our office and she had a huge problem. I had to grab her by the ears, literally. She was doing her bookkeeping, but in her case, she was commingling her funds. You know, she had her business account. She also had five other credit cards. Those five other credit cards were personal credit cards, but she was making all her purchases for her business through these five personal credit cards. Then at the end of the month, she was paying those personal credit cards with the business account. I finally confronted her and I told her, listen, this is becoming a bookkeeping nightmare because I don't know what's business and what's personal. In addition to that, then I started noticing that she was receiving Zelle payments. And getting Zelle payments from parents is not a problem. It's when you start receiving Zelle payments from family and friends and sending out Zelle payments to family and friends. And we all know in the accounting business, that is a no-no. You just can't do that because it put you in a position where now you're at risk. She had this issue. I told her, listen, I can't continue like this. And I threatened to cancel the engagement. And she began to become coachable. Then she started listening. Then we started taking matters into our own hands, where now we were able to determine what's an income, what's an expense. And now she was confident knowing that her books and records were in order. She was confident. I was confident that her books and records were in order. So if at any moment in time, the IRS knocks on her door, we could just do a mic drop with her records at their feet, knowing that she's audit proof. And these type of situations are going to continue forward. Now let's talk about payroll. I have a story to tell you about payroll. Recently had Jenny come into our office. She had a huge audit payroll. She was using QuickBooks Online for her payroll. But when she originally subscribed, she didn't choose a full service. She chose a self-service, which means that they'll do all the numbers for you, but you have to file the 941s, which are the payroll tax returns, and you have to send in payment electronically to the IRS. She just didn't do it. Part of the reason was because of lack of knowledge, but it got to the point that now the IRS was knocking on her door because they were auditing her. And she had a situation where during the pandemic, she suffered. She was temporarily closed. But because she wasn't paying the payroll taxes and filing the returns, she put herself in a position where the employees went on unemployment and they went to the state. The state didn't have any records stating that this individual had paid into unemployment. So because they didn't pay unemployment, they were denied. So now she put herself in a position where now she has the disgruntled employees. She has a tax liability. And when you talk about payroll taxes, it's called a trust fund. That money is non-negotiable because that money, part of it, is coming from the employee, not the company. So you're not entitled to that money. And when you use that money, you're in violation of the trust fund. People have gone to jail for that, but she didn't know that. So I told Jenny, we have to figure out how to fix this. We found a way. We put her on a payment plan. We were able to fix it, but the situation remained. And during the pandemic, this was a rampant scenario amongst plenty of daycare owners just because they weren't doing payroll correctly. Now, payroll, I don't have jokes with payroll because payroll is not a joking matter. But if you think about it, if you were an employee and you went to collect unemployment and you were denied because your employer never submitted those tax returns along with payment, you would be upset, especially if you have a family to maintain. These type of situations have drastically changed, and we have to understand that we have to figure out how to get this done right. Now, you guys need someone to help you avoid these type of pitfalls. These pitfalls that squeeze every dollar out of your pocket. Because trust you me, these payroll audits, I haven't seen one under $50,000. Can you imagine paying $50,000 in this day and age? It's a big difference. And I understand that sometimes we use that checking account, you know, to take Paul to pay Peter. We have cash flow issues, but we have to figure out ways to get around that so that we'll be able to go put you in a position where you can have peace of mind. At the end of the day, you need someone to take that payroll restructured in a way where now you can have peace of mind. One of the most common questions I get is, David, how can you help my daycare business save money on taxes and straighten out our bookkeeping and help us with our payroll? I work every day with family groups, centers, solopreneurs, Head Starts, making anywhere between $50 to $2 million. The next step for you is to schedule a peace of mind call by clicking on the link and scheduling an appointment at your convenience. It's a 30-minute call. We're gonna review your tax return. We're gonna look over what you're paying in taxes. We're gonna look at what adjustments needs to be made and what tax strategies we can implement right now on your own. It would also allow us the opportunity to get to know each other. What are your goals within the next year? What do you want to accomplish within 12 months? What do you want to grow the business? These type of situations we'll discuss. It will give us an idea to see if we're a good fit to work together. People have paid up to $1,000 for this call. But don't worry. We're making a special offer of $97. Now, should you decide to come on board after the call, that $97, I will apply towards the setup fee. In addition, if you take advantage of our all-inclusive tax and bookkeeping bundle for the iCare subscribers, you will get an additional 10% off, which is huge savings. What does this offer me? It means that after a call, you'll be in a position of strength to make a better decision or determination of what is the best course of action for you to move forward with regards to your tax situation. What tax strategies you can use that work for you. You will understand what you need to do to fix your bookkeeping, to remain audit proof, and how to run your payroll. I want you guys to picture a day when your financials are in order and you're able to spend time with your family and friends, enjoying peace of mind. Picture a day when your neighbor asks you, hey, Johnny, how is it you get to go on multiple vacations throughout the year and I only get to go on one? Picture a day when you're happier than ever and loving the life you lead. So whether you're a solopreneur, whether you're an in-home group with or without payroll, whether you're a center, a Head Start, whether you're making $50,000 or you're making several million, this offer will help you achieve those goals. And I leave you with this. I want to end with this. You guys deserve peace of mind, knowing that your taxes are being expertly prepared by a professional who knows your business and your industry. You guys deserve the peace of mind just knowing that your bookkeeping is audit proof in any economy. You guys deserve peace of mind knowing that your payroll is accurate and in order. Book a call today because I believe that you deserve peace of mind. And I thank you. Now, I want to discuss this one thing with you guys. iCare has partnered up with Daycare County Pro and several other partners. And for Black Friday, we're offering a super bundle, 90% off. It's a $45,000 package. And we're offering it for, I believe it's $4,300, where you will get childhood professionals with regards to, with iCare, you get the center management software, get a training platform, CDA training platform. You get Jig Aerobics. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. Get insurance and accounting. Consultations all within that bundle. You can just click on this or copy this link here and it'll take you directly to the page. We'll give you further information. My name is David Encarnacion, and it has been a pleasure to serve you guys today. In the meantime, we have a couple of minutes. I will take as many calls as we can do within the next 15 minutes.
Can you give more details on the all-inclusive package? And Janet is right behind him asking for the link. I'll be uploading the link in a few minutes.
So the all-inclusive package includes taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll. So this is the business silver package. This is for sole proprietors, Schedule C. So under a Schedule C, we do your monthly. This is all included in one price. So you will do up to 100 transactions of bookkeeping, whether that's credit cards, multiple credit cards, or checking, savings accounts, up to 100 transactions. Your tax return, your 1040 with the Schedule C will be included. Your, if applicable, if we have to do it 1040X and amended tax returns, whether it's for the state or the Fed, it's included in the pricing. This is our audit protection plus, which means that if you're ever audited, if you ever receive any notices from the state or the feds, you just send them to us and we'll take care of it. It's also included in the price. So here, every month, you will get a monthly report. You'll get a profit or loss and a balance sheet. And every month consecutively, you will get a report with every other month following it. So for instance, if we're in November, so the December report will include November and the 11 months prior. So you're able to track these numbers. And numbers are critical because we have to know where we stand. You have to know where you're spending, where the income is coming from, what are your high seasons, what are your low seasons, when do you have to bring in new employees, when you have to cut down, bring the hours down. So at the same time, you can save money. So these are all strategies that we put into play. You get access to our webinars. You get unlimited email access to queries, any questions. You get a monthly newsletter with industry news and updates. This package is $399 per month. And if you want payroll, it's an optional $100 a month. What is Sario? Is Sario a sole proprietor or an S corp? Okay, so this is the business goal. This is for S. These three packages are for S corps. Here we do up to 250 transactions. Your business tax return, whether you're 1120, 1120S or 1065 is included. We will do a personal tax returns for up to two officers. Sometimes it's only one officer, but the owner decides to give the other tax return to her manager or an employee as an incentive. The same applies for free amended tax returns if applicable. You also get the audit relief. So you guarantee that, because I'm sure if you guys are ever audited and you go to your account, there are additional fees. At least on our end, when we were charging retainers, we started at $2,500 to deal with an audit. Now here, that price is already included in the business goal. The business goal pricing is $849 per month. You get a 15-minute monthly business consultation with me where we can discuss different strategies. You may want to purchase a house. You may want to retire. You want to find out exactly what type of vehicles and strategies you can use to lower your taxes. And that's the prime time to discuss that. The payroll here is included, up to 7 employees. We will pay and submit the 941 payroll tax return along with this corresponding state. And we'll provide you with the annual W-3 and W-2s and no extra fee. On the business goal, our intention is to educate our clients. You will receive every month a video explanation of the monthly profit and loss. And we will go down the list and explain to you what each category is and what our findings are. So we like to compare year to year, sometimes month to month, so they can show you. So if insurance went up this month opposed to last month, you need to question that. Why did the insurance go up? So that for next year, we could add that into the budget and we're on track. You get monthly financial reporting, you get your annual profit and loss, you get the free monthly newsletter, webinar access, unlimited queries, and how many? Two officers. This is the plan. This is $1,299, $1,300. It's 500 transactions, pretty much the same. Here is a 20-minute business consultation and up to 10 employees. It's included. This one is 5,000, the business diamond. It's up to 1,000 transactions. We do taxes and for up to three officers. Amended, you get the audit protection, you get a 30-minute business consult and up to 25 employees included. Here, there's a bunch, there are other things you get. You get unlimited query, webinar access. You get three tickets to sales bootcamp, because at the same time, one of our focus is to help you increase sales or revenue. 17,000 daycares closed within an 18-month period during the pandemic. 18,000.
Wow.
And a lot of people talk about, why did they close? They closed because they had no money. They had no revenues. But at the same time, their closing presents an opportunity for you guys. Because so if 17,000 daycares close, that's about 320,000 kids that have been displaced. So if you can add just five kids at an average of $200, that's another $50,000 of additional income. I'm sure everyone here can use an additional $50,000 of income. So Sario, these are different packages. Jose, what's the next question?
Next question we have from Janet Wentham. What about if you're not an eye care subscriber? Do you still get the discount?
Ooh. Maybe you should become an eye care subscriber. We got to talk about that. Maybe let's set up a call and see exactly where you are and see what we can do for you. Because you may or may not qualify for that discount. But I'm sure we could figure out a way to work with you.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question, Janet.
Okay. The next question comes in from Lisa Gibbs. What if you are a small family home childcare? Is there a different package? Is this information good and okay? I assume that means Oklahoma. And someone else asked about Georgia. Yes, we service all of the United States. So
yeah,
Lisa gives this question is, what if you're a small family home daycare? Is there a different package?
Okay. Yes, there is. We service all 50 states. That was Lisa. For Lisa, this will be your package. The business silver, this will be $399 a month. It includes the bookkeeping. Every month, you get a report. So like I mentioned, the 17,000 daycares closing. If you know your numbers, you will be in a position where you could possibly make an offer to purchase another daycare, whether it's a center or in family, or even purchase the kids. But if you don't know how much money is coming in, how much money is going out, and you don't know the bottom line, like I know my bottom line every day to within $500. Because it puts me in a position where if there's an opportunity arises, I don't have to blink, I can act. And these type of situations will put you there. So the monthly bookkeeping of up to 100 transactions, your tax return, the 1040, which includes the Schedule C, business income, any IRS responses that we get. I don't know if you're doing payroll, but if you're not, you're fine. If you need us to do payroll, it's an additional $100. So this business silver is $399 for Lisa.
Next question comes from Patrick Critcher. He's asking, how do we pay less in taxes? The importance of bookkeeping and how to do it the right way. How to avoid pitfalls with your payroll. And show commonly missed childcare program deductions and strategies. You want me to go one by one with those?
No, that's fine. Well,
fire around.
well, we could answer all those questions, Patrick, but in your case, we may need to have a sit down and discuss because we need to see exactly where you are financially, where you, what type of entity you are. We need to review your tax return. And this on this call, on this piece of my call, we will review your tax return. We'll go over it. We will show you situations that we may need to change that can save you money. And we will have that discussion on that call. Now, depending on where you are, because I don't know exactly what type of business you are, which is critical. So if you're a sole proprietor, whether you're an S-Corp, a C-Corp, a partnership, different strategies apply. So depending on where you are, we'll know exactly what strategy to apply. We have tons, including we will provide on that call, we will provide you with tax strategies that you can use right now and implement into your business. Whether you are sole proprietor, an S-Corp, or a partnership, or a C-Corp. So for each business entity, we have tax strategies that you can use. I hope that answers your question, Patrick.
Okay, and the next question comes from Naira Barahona. She's asking, can you give your employees a 1099 or use a W-2? Does it matter if you pay them less than $600?
Naira, first thing, I have to advise you, do not pay anyone a 1099. If they're working in your facility, in your center, or your in-home, do not pay them a 1099. You're going to get into trouble. Reason being, and I've seen this, I've seen clients come into my office with a workers' comp audit with a bill for $15,000 because they've been paying their quote-unquote employees a 1099. So what qualifies as an employee? The first thing that the IRS asks is, do they have to be at a certain time there and do they have to leave at a certain time? The moment you say yes, game over. That person is an employee, not a subcontractor. And because they're an employee, it's your duty as the business owner to put them on payroll on a W-2. If you don't, you're going to pay back taxes and penalties that are extremely high. I hope that answers your questions, Ida. But any employee that you may have, you may want to put them on W-2. And for those, there's another one. I want to ask this question as well. So if you're an S-Corp, I've noticed that a lot of S-Corp owners do not have themselves on payroll. Remember those 87,000 auditors? That's what they're looking for. Because as an S-Corp, every owner, whether it's one or multiple, have to be on payroll. They have to take a reasonable, quote unquote, reasonable wage. What's reasonable? We can discuss that, but they have to be on payroll. If you don't, you're gonna pay. I am a personal example. I went through that. I played a game. I rolled dice and I wasn't on, I'm an S-Corp and I wasn't on payroll for years. So I finally got an audit and every dime that I took out from the account that I could not justify with a receipt was considered income to me. And guess what? My income went up and I got hit with a tax bill. And what they do is they catch you that 1 year, they do the next two. So I was audited for 3 years. Avoid that. I'm talking out of experience. I hope that answers your question, Naira.
Naida also has another question. She's asking, she's got the best questions right now. Goodness gracious. She's asking, do you recommend an FCC to be a sole proprietor or a corporation and why?
Okay. FCC family group. Yes. Depending on the, so I typically use a dollar amount to determine if the family group, if you're filing as a sole proprietor, if the family group should make a transition to an S-Corp. The C-Corp, if you're not making, this goes to everyone. If your business is not making at least $10 million and you don't have 100 employees, there's no reason for you to be a C-Corp. The most beneficial for small businesses is an S-Corp because it's a pass-through entity. And that's a long conversation. That's a webinar on its own. If you're a sole proprietor as a family group, the example with Vicky, The example with Vicky, where she was paying $15,000 in self-employment tax. So if you look at your tax return, you go to Schedule 1, line 4. Whatever your net income is on your business, multiply that times 15.3%, and that's how much self-employment tax you make. You're going to pay. Now, if you convert with Vicky, that's exactly what we did. We converted her to an S-Corp. The S-Corp does not pay any tax because it's a pass-through entity, and it doesn't pay self-employment tax. So when you become an S-Corp, that self-employment line on your 1040 is zero. So I would, depending on the amount, typically when you start seeing the real savings is once you cross $50,000 of gross income on your family group.
Guys, I'm putting the links in the chat. If anyone's been asking about the links, about where to get the information, where to schedule an appointment, where the bundle is, it is in the chat. Or if you have any question that you just don't want to put publicly right now, you can either message us privately or you can email me at jose@daycareaccountingpro, or you can send another email to david@daycareaccountingpro.com. Naito with the other question. Do you help providers with how to start a retirement plan?
Yes. So that's another strategy that we can implement. So there's a, and this, the S-Corps will benefit the most out of it, especially if your net income is over 200,000. So I'm gonna give you an example. I'm gonna use these numbers just as an illustration. Doesn't mean that it applies. But if you open a SEP, S-E-P, IRA, by the way, you guys should all, your children, ages above 12, should all be on payroll. This is a freebie. Okay, Needy, I'm going to get back to your question. If you put your children on payroll, or if they already are on payroll, don't give them the money. Go open a Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA, and take that money that they've earned and dump it into the Roth. Put it up to $6,500. Why am I telling you to do this? One, if you hire the kids, it's a deduction from the business. Two, you dump that. You can't just open a Roth IRA. It has to be earned income, so the child has to be working. So if the child is 13 years old, they're not paying any FICA, Social Security, and Medicare taxes. They can get paid up to $12,000. Actually, a little bit more than that, but let's use $12,000. You could take from that 12, first is a $12,000 deduction from the business. If you take and deposit into your account, you can do that as well. Some parents do that. But you could take $6,500 and dump it into a Roth IRA. So let's say you do that over the next 5 years. And they have, let's say they accumulate $50,000. If that $50,000 grows to $1 million in 20 years, 10 years, and the child decides to withdraw all of that money, they pay zero tax. I'm going to repeat that. If you have a Roth IRA, the growth on the Roth IRA is tax-free. So if your account goes from $10,000 to $1 million and you decide to take that money out, you will not pay a dime in taxes. Nidia, if you open for the business owners, if you open a SEP, S-E-P IRA, you're allowed from the business, you're allowed to put up to, I think it's for this year, $61,000, or let's use $60,000, or 25%, whichever is less. So say, for instance, you have a net income of $200,000. You could take $50,000, put it into a SEP IRA. You just saved $50,000 in 1 year into your retirement account. But now your taxable income just went from $200,000 to $150,000 because that $50,000 is deductible. That's huge. Now, depending on, we try to maximize those deductions. So what I typically do, I do the tax return. I file it in March. Business tax returns are due March 15th. And I'll know exactly what's the maximum amount that person, that taxpayer, can put into the SEP. I give them the exact number. And they have until April 15th to deposit that into their IRA as a 2022 contribution.
And I got another question. Do you guys completely take over bookkeeping and payroll? How do you guys do that?
Okay, that's kind of a loaded question. Yes, we do everything. We do the bookkeeping, we do the payroll, we do the taxes. It's an all-inclusive. We handle everything from soup to nuts. The purpose being, we want to bring you peace of mind. You do not have to do anything. You get a letter from an IRS or the state, you send it to us. We do all the bookkeeping. We manage all the reconciliations. We manage all the categorizations. We chart the account. We handle the payroll. With payroll, we can set you up where you can have discretion and you can input the number, the hours, or you can email us the hour. We just ask that you give us some time in advance to do that. But you can manage the payroll yourself. You just put in the hours, you process it. We get a notice that's been processed. And at the end of the quarter, we pull the taxes, we send it to the IRS. And at the end of the quarter, we send them the tax return to the federal and the state just to reconcile.
Okay, so for people that use systems like Brightwheel, QuickBooks, or even their own Excel or spreadsheet, but are they included in that?
Okay. So if you don't use QuickBooks, we will open a QuickBooks account, and that subscription, it's on us. We'll carry it. We'll put you on our wholesale account. If you have an existing payroll QuickBooks account, we can't transfer that over to our wholesale account. You will have to close it out, and we'll have to start a new one. Now, I don't like closing things out because it causes problems because we may have to go back into it. But on our end, we cover that subscription fee. So if you can also continue paying that, I have clients that continue paying the subscription fee until the end of the year. And then once we have the final profit and loss and the balance sheet for the year, then we can shut it off, save it on a Excel spreadsheet, and begin to start a new account with those numbers moving forward. Brightwheel, if you're doing the accounting on Brightwheel, we have to move all of that over to QuickBooks. So we use QuickBooks for our bookkeeping and we transfer those accounts. If you have a desktop QuickBooks, we could transfer those accounts. We could transfer that data, but on the QuickBooks Online, we have to open a new account.
Okay. Sheila is asking, can you repeat the cost for the bundle?
So this is the Business Silver. This package is $399 per month. And if you pay the entire year in advance, which is another tax strategy you can use. So let's talk about that. I don't know how much is $399 times 12, but you get a 15%. If you do the annual payment, you get a 15% discount. So let's say you have $40,000 of income and you want to release or decrease some of that income, you can either pay for this bundle in advance before the end of the year. And the moment you charge it on your card, that's when you get the deduction. So by getting that deduction in 2022, now you're going to 2023 and you're already paid up front. And so basically you have no reason to worry. There's some tax strategies that we use with regards to rent vehicles specific for the end of year. So at the end of the year, we typically advise all our clients to do a year-end review so that we can be in a position where we can advise what you need to do in 2022 so that we can take advantage of it. Because once the year goes by, we can't go back and make any adjustments. So we have to do it now. So if you have a daycare that needs a vehicle, this is the time to purchase it. That way we can apply some depreciation and you're able to lower your income. This is the business gold. This is for typically corporations, S-Corps, C-Corps, 1060 partnerships. This one's $849 a month. This one includes the payroll and the tax returns, both business and personal, and all the bookkeeping for every month. In this section, you get a video of the profit and loss every month, detailing and explaining you what we see. This business platinum is for bigger businesses. This one is $1,299. And the business diamond is $5,000 a month.
We have a question from Ruth Perez. Her question is, do you have to participate as a bundle only? I am interested on the taxes and booking only. I have no problem with payroll. So she's only interested in taxes and bookkeeping.
No, you don't have to participate in the bundle. We have optional services. We have taxes, depending on what tax return you file. We have a price list for that, and we have one for bookkeeping. So it all depends what you need. But the bundle is really where you save the money. But we definitely have individual services.
Okay, so Ruth, if you want to know what the bundles are for the individual services, feel free to give me an email. Feel free to let us know. The next question is Maria Esquivel. If we have someone helping us in a daycare full time, do we have to pay unemployment?
Yes. If she's there full time, you should. I don't want to tell you exactly what to do, but you should. If you don't, you run the risk of getting a workers' comp audit because that person is working there and you're not paying into unemployment. You're not paying your taxes. So what I suggest you do is put them on payroll and let them know that they have to pay taxes. It's a business expense that you have. It's a necessary evil, if you want to look at it that way. But we have to do it, especially if she's there full time, because God forbid, and I've seen this happen, for whatever reason, you guys leave on bad terms, she goes to unemployment and files a claim, they're going to claim, we don't have any information for you working at this daycare. And the next thing you're going to get is a knock on your door. First, you get a letter, but then you're going to get a knock on your door with regards to a workers' comp audit. And you definitely want to avoid that.
Definitely. That's definitely a golden piece of information. So Nida is asking, you mentioned grants. However, because it is income, there was fear to apply because you would have to pay more taxes. Can you quickly explain how it can be beneficial to apply for grants?
Pronounce the name again.
Nida. I hope I'm pronouncing it right now.
Nida, if I told you, would you believe if I told you that I want to pay $10 million in taxes? Because if I'm paying $10 million in taxes, chances are the business is making $100 million. So if you want to give me money, I would take all the money. So what? That your income increases. So the same way these billion-dollar companies are looking for ways to pay zero tax, even though they're bringing in $1 billion, out of those 55 companies that I mentioned, that I referenced, the lowest one made $1.6 billion in gross revenue. And they pay zero in taxes. You want to get to that level. I don't know if you can get to $1 billion, but you want to get to that level where your income is X amount, but you're trying to pay zero in taxes. And there are ways to do it. You just have to explore it. I gave you a couple already. The SEP IRA. You could rent. How do I put this? There's so many different ways. We have a list. On that call, we will give you our ebook, which shows you a list of different strategies and shows you exactly where it goes on the tax return. So if you don't want to use us and you want to do it yourself, you can. All you do is have to follow along because it's there. We're pinpointing exactly where it goes and what the strategy is and how you need to take it into account. But you can pay zero tax. That's the purpose. We're encouraged to do that. We just have to find the right strategies that apply to your business, and it can be done. I have daycares that pay zero taxes. Hard to believe, right? Zero in taxes. But we play the game. It's a game. You just have to know how to play it. But it's possible.
It's possible. Daycare paying zero taxes. I hope everybody heard that. Your daycare, your child care, your home care. You can find a way to pay zero taxes. Zero taxes. Nida's asking with another question. If you hire your children 18 years old or less, are wages not subjected to Social Security or Medicare taxes?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
They're not subject. And once they cross over the 18, they are. But you're still getting the deduction. So if I'll give you this example. Let's say you have three kids. Let's say under the age of 18. And you pay them each $12,000. That's $36,000 deduction that the business is taking. And I know parents that take that money and deposit it into their own account. So you're getting a $36,000 deduction. You're just moving into your personal account. Because once they file, the children file those three tax returns, they're going to file single dependent of another. And you, as the parent, still get to claim them because their tax is zero. That's huge. And if you don't want to take the money into your own, take part of it and then deposit the rest into a Roth IRA. And now you're helping. I did that with my kids. My kids have accounts they don't even know they have, but it's there and it's growing. So in the future, they have something that they could, you know, look forward to, I guess.
Okay. And the second part of that question was, do you have to file a Form 941 or a Form 944 to report wages?
That depends on the business. So the annual is a 944. The 940 is an annual as well, but it's the summary of the 941s that you filed per quarter. So if you file it annually, it's no 944. That's it. If you file 941s, you file four tax returns, and at the end of the year, you file the 940, which is a summary of all four quarters. So if all four quarters, you pay $25,000. That's $100,000, the 940 will have the total amount, which is $100,000. If you haven't had a year-end review with your accountant, call them and request it. And if you can't, give us a call. We'll do it for you. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good one.